Good evening, gentlemen. We're going to be discussing tonight an interesting shaila. We should have clarity by the end of the shiur about the following shaila. What happens if you invite somebody, which in itself is not... If you invite somebody to come for Shabbos, for one of the meals, and they come from out of the tchum. Let's not go into the shaila from how they got to you and... They don't keep Shabbos so much. And how they got to you and when they got to you, leaving this out because you didn't see anything. But you did invite them and they could have, in theory, in principle, they could have walked. And you're not asking any questions. I know this is a shaila in its own right. I know. But let's leave this out for now. Now they came and they say, but they do live a bit far out. They live in, outside of the Tchum. They live in Enfield? They live in Enfield. All right. Okay, they come from Enfield. How long does it take to walk? Okay, they come from Enfield.
It would take 3.5 hours.
Okay, so they could have in theory left at, 8 o'clock. And now the problem is, yes, there is a shaila inviting people that... Okay, there is a shaila about inviting people like that. There is a shaila, but I'm leaving this out because you decided you're inviting them and they are mekilim. The question was much more because they came with a box of chocolates. They came with a box of chocolates. And the box of chocolate is those chocolates, those really nice ones.
Kosher chocolate.
Which ones?
Kosher chocolate.
Yes. So they actually thought of it. It's halal and KLBD. So it's like lekol hadeh is fine, and it's got that heksher, and they bought it. But they did get it in probably in the Tesco's in Enfield, which is outside of the tchum. Yeah, so they got it from, they brought it from Enfield. It's funny, Enfield has got in my mind a different, can we think about another place perhaps? Enfield in my mind is. So they came from out of the home and they brought that box of chocolates. Now my shaila is, we spoke about items from out of the tchum. What's the halacha if an item is brought from outside of the tchum, generally? If I bring you something from out of tchum today on Shabbos, what's the halacha?
You couldn't use it on Shabbos?
Not so much about using, but about how far can you take it? Four amos. Four amos. You can, something has been brought from outside of tchum, it's got four amos. So what do you do with these chocolates? Of course, you can't just eat them. And it's very, this distance between the box and your mouth is not 4 hours. I hear that. Okay, I want to address that shortly, Bez Hashem. We should have clarity in this shaila. Oh, why is it? Why is that? You may be referring to two questions. Can you specify? You're right. Either way, you're right. But can you specify a bit more? Good, very good. So you're very good, spot on. So what you're referring to is an outstanding question, which I didn't plan to speak about. It's an interesting question that we know generally, if somebody does a melacha on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have any benefit from it, which is true, right? If somebody bakes, the Gemara says, if somebody bakes a cake on Shabbos, or bakes, cooks on Shabbos, the halacha is?
You can't
have any benefit from it, that's right. Yeah, after Shabbos, p'chdesh yasu, mezit choy kik, etc. So you're saying also here, they brought something from out of the outside of tchum, so it should be also behano. So with regards to, you're talking about carrying, or which melacha are you referring to? Because of which melacha are you? Yeah, so in terms of carrying, the interesting halacha is that if somebody carries something to your house on Shabbos, be'issa, is that you're not to have any benefit from it? If it's the melacha of carrying, hoitzah? The Bialocha speaks about Rebbe Kivege in Simon, I think Simon Ches. So what happens if somebody brought the key to the shul? The shul was locked on Shabbos. Somebody carried the key to the shul and unlocked the shul on Shabbos. Having carried the keys, Be'issa. Does that mean you're not allowed to enjoy, you're not allowed to go to shul? You're not allowed to open it? So the halacha is that, no, that would be fine. When it comes to, it's only the melach is when you've created something, when you've baked something, when you've made something, when you've established something, that's when the melach of, that's when there's an issa of benefit. Carrying, for carrying, since it's, how should we call it? It's not physical. not creative. So therefore, there's no, you actually, in principle, you'd have to benefit from it. But the question is still right. What can you do about a about the cake, the biscuits, or the chocolates you brought on Shabbos? Let's see if Simon Tov, if there's perish or yitzir lechutz l'tchum. What happens? We're going one step back a little bit over here. Perish or yitzir lechutz l'tchum. If fruit were bought from outside of the tchum, ve'chzirom and they were returned. Afilu b'mezit, even b'mezit, lo yifsidu b'mkoymam. They didn't lose its tchum. Shekola yelohem ka'aba amos, because the entire city is like 4 amos. Ve'chutz l'alpayim amos, you've got 2,000 additional amos, l'chol ruach, into every direction, you've got b'tchul az initially. Imu yomtev, it's yomtev. Imu Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, mutorim ba'achile b'mkoymam, you can eat those fruit which were brought from outside of the tchum, and they were returned. Mutorim b'achile b'mkoyim, you can enjoy them where they are. Ve'afidu l'oysan yisoel, she'chzirom l'tzokim b'mezit, even to the Yid. Top of page 542. What's the reason? My time, what's the reason? Anusim heim, they are onus. The fruit are considered onus. I'll explain that in a minute. For kol zman shelo yichzuru, as long as they've not been returned, ve'im chutzim koyim, they're outside of their place. Imotziyom b'shoigek, if they were brought out the shoigek, mutorim lochlom, you're allowed to eat them for osu letaltalom, and you're allowed to carry them chutzam amas, atzad abba amas. Vihimo yitzion b'mezit, but if you took taken out b'mezit, osu lochlom, they're also to be eaten, hafilim shlo yitzion v'ish matir l'mi shlo yitzion. Rabbi said, this is the halach over here. We're learning that, you know, we learned earlier, there is a difference between if a person walked out, and he walked out b'das or shaloi b'das. What was the difference? First went out intentionally or not intentionally. What was the difference? If it's a das, then he only has abamus. If it's shaloi b'das. And if it's b'das, let's just look at the inside. Where was it? We learned. If it's b'das, then he has got only. Yeah, we learned in Sivov. We learned in Sivov, if somebody's taken out. Do you remember the guy that the police that slept him out? So the halacha is, if he ended up outside the tchum, then how much has he got? Now, if and if it's in a place that has got a tchum, or has got a surrounding, or has got a wall, then we said he's got the entire area for him to carry. If, however, it was intentional, then we learned he's got only dalad amas. So a person is koine shvise in the second place if it was don shaloi b'yotzoinoi. But if it's bedas, he only got dalad amas. Now we're learning that this is not only true with regards to the person himself, but his items too. This is the rule. Here it is. That a person's items, doesn't have the concept as das. A person's items were always acquisitions, and his possessions would always have the same aloch than he himself. And it doesn't have its own das. So therefore, we learn in the beginning of the Seif teaches us, Peirush yitzir chutz l'tchum, if Peirush were taken out of the tchum, ve'chzirom and returned, then it didn't lose its place, because it's as if it went shaloi b'das, it's as if it's onus. It didn't lose its place, and therefore it continues to have that initial tchum. And that's what it means. My time anusimim, the fruit anusim, it's against its will, as it were. And therefore, it doesn't lose its initial tchum. Going back to the shayla of the chocolates, what would you say, having said that, what would be the halacha therefore? Let's think this through. Yidden who come from Enfield, they come to you on Shabbos, they bring a box of chocolates. What would you categorize those chocolates? Can you move them more than Dalai Lama's or not? No. Why? It was not b'mezit. And therefore, he only got its dalad amas. Very nice. So says the Taz, indeed. So says the Taz. Yeah. Okay, that's it. What would be another application of this halacha, Rabbi Yisai? Can you think of something else which is brought to you on Shabbos? Oh, very good. Let's think about that for a minute. Letters that were brought from outside of the tchum. The letters. Now, I don't know where letters are. I never understood that. I'd love to once find out. I really would. How does it work with letters? How does it work? How does it work? If I post a letter, what? Where is that? Will it be local or will it be close to destination? First it's local. First it's local. And then from there it goes. It goes from there to another sorting place. So why does it need to go to a local local place first?
Because they have to decide where which is the next local.
Probably goes to a general sorting office.
But it's Mount Pleasant,
then it goes to
your
local sorting office afterwards.
Maybe.
No, I wonder what it is. I wonder if you first. I wonder. There must be a very thoughtful system. How did it make it to the next? You know, within all of UK, next day it's there. So I wonder how is it first? Do you have any? I wonder how it works. There must be a tremendous chokhmah in it. So no. Is it first distributed in the? How many centers does it go through back to its destination? Yes, yeah, yeah. So I know I wonder. My question is as follows. I want to know, so how likely, that's really halachic shaila. How likely is that it was within the tchum on Shabbos of your place? Okay, a letter that was sent from Manchester. How likely is it that it was on Friday night within your tchum?
Unlikely.
Unlikely?
How many sorting offices can there be?
It's on its way.
I don't know.
It's probably on its way from Friday night.
And it will be within the. It will be outside of London. It will be out. Okay, so if that's the case, then it will be very relevant, Shaila. Then, if that's the case, okay, you get sent a letter on Shabbos. There could be a Muktzeh Shaila as well, a Noila Shaila. But assuming that it was delivered to you on Shabbos morning, if it's outside of Tchum, will be the Alocha. If it's from outside of Tchum, it was probably delivered from a sorting office. Which was outside of the tchum. That's what we're saying now. So what's the halach of the letter? No, he says that he probably wasn't within the tchum on Friday night.
But on Friday morning, it would have been in the
tchum. I know, but then we need to go after Friday night. So if that's the case, that it's not within your tchum, then you've got a problem. Then you indeed, never mind anything else, you wouldn't be able to have it more than the Dalamas, yeah. Even within your house. Pardon? It could be that it's Muktzeh because of... Oh, wow, I've tried to remember that. Why is it Muktzeh? Because I think the general point is... we discussed it when we learned those... Yeah, but even if it's... Why do you think that it's not Muktzeh if it's like a...
Yeah, if
it's not chum, then maybe there's no. I remember there's such a thing as v'geres shloimim. There's like a heta. You know, I forgot. You could be right. I don't remember.
So, on Shabbos morning, the person puts it through your letterbox.
If it's from outside of chum, you can't touch it. I mean, you can't have it more than that.
No, until you have the water in the tap might have come round.
No, it's not from outside of chum. Why should it be outside of chum?
Water may have gone to a large distance.
The water that you're using, where was it on Friday night?
Could have been in Welsh Harp, let's say.
Takes 3 days to get from. When I was in Wales, we looked at the water reservoir. They said it takes 3 days to go to the nearest town, which I forgot who it was, and another couple of days to go to London. Takes a while. Okay, but.
But if somebody puts it, if the letter goes through your letterbox.
If it's not outside at home, then it's.
You don't know, it's.
Okay, so I suppose if it's a suffix, you can't.
Pick it up on Shabbos?
No. If you think it might be from outside of Tchum, you can't.
So would you just leave it on the floor?
Amazon Pride is from outside of Tchum, I'm sure. Yeah. Okay, let's just start him in Tov Vov. Mishal Tzchutz Tchum Shaledas. We're talking about somebody by mistake who walked out of the Tchum. Mishal Tzchutz Tchum Shaledas. Somebody walked out by mistake outside of Tchum. Okay, he was in the field. He walked out by mistake. He went further. He's going to find Amos. Butzchalikov needs to be excused. Okay, Rabbi said, listen to this interesting halacha. He's got to be excused now. What is he meant to do? Okay, normally, if you're outside Chum, how much can you go? How much have you got? 4 amas. But he's gone far out. He just didn't realize he went far. But now he needs to be excused. The fascinating halacha. Look how the Torah cares for a person's... He can go outside. He needs to be excused. He can't just like stay where he is. He can go to a nearest place where he can be excused. Which in contemporary terms would be, he can walk till the nearest. Absolutely, yes. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. So if a person ends up in the field, he can walk to the nearest public toilet. And now the Shulchan Aruch says, you know what, if that's the case, once we know that, Tachachomim were matir you to go to the nearest public toilet, now that there is this heter, there's an additional step to that. What's the step? I've got a good idea for you. I've got a good idea. What's the good idea? Can you guess? What's the good idea? You can walk to the nearest toilet. What's that? What's there for? What can you do?
That's it.
So Eitzot Tovah, not Mamashon, but basically that's what it means. Very close to that. Eitzot Tovah, she's carried Betzat Chumoy. When go in search for a toilet which is towards back towards your house. And if you're lucky, Shem Noyim Tzomo Kim Tzonua, it could be that you're not finding an appropriate place for quite a while at Chumoy until you enter back, you reach the Chum again, and then you're back fine. You're fine again. Again, you walked out of Edgware and you walked towards, where was it? Outside of Tchum? You walked towards Enfield. And suddenly near Enfield you realize, oh no, I've got to be excused. And then you look around and say, oh, you know what, I'm outside of Tchum. And now you realize that there might be other toilets near. But you know, if you go towards home, you're going, that's the way you're walking, and you're trying out this way. And then hopefully, by the time you reach the nearest toilet, you're back inside the Tchum, and you can walk back home. And once you've entered the Tchum, it's as if you have actually left it, since you entered it b'rishos. But what if you're on your way back from Enfield, just a couple of minutes back, and you actually found a toilet, a place where you can be excused, then of course you have to go there. You can't go all the way back home, but you've got to use the conveniences there. And you can't go for one, the place that you've excused. If there's an odor, you're allowed to go that much further than the odor reaches. But you can't go all the way back into Edgware. V'sham yesh la'aba amas, that's where you're going to have your dalat amas. So that's the halach over here, Rabbi Isai. And v'mizrachik mi'areach v'nichnas b'tchumoy, and if the 4 amas that you're allowed to go after being excused, you're allowed to go 4 amas, if that reaches the tchum, kidol yotz is again, it's as if you never left the tchum, you can go back into town. What happens though, if a person went to Enfield because he's had enough, he intentionally went there, he knew it was outside the tchum, and he just walked there purposely. I don't care about the tchum, I don't mind being outside the tchum. And something needs to be excused. Then, if he went intentionally out of Tchum, guess what's the halacha going to be? He can't. And Eli Takona, then there's no Takona. He's got to just like, he's just stuck where he is. If you went intentionally, then Chum is not going to look after you. Now, that when we talked about being excused, what is actually referred to? Some said also, includes to urinate for ketanim. Some say it's not referring to that at all, not to meraglaim at all. So there's a machloekas as to what actually is referring to. The hutzach and the kov, a person needs to be excused. Okay, Rabbi, so just to summarize Simon Tovov very briefly, we learned that somebody went out of the tchum, he went by mistake, then the halacha is, and he needs to be excused. So we learned you can go all the way, you don't have to like stay where you are, you can go to a place where you can, in a reasonable place where you can be excused, the nearest public conveniences. But and Eitz HaTovah is to go back towards Edgware, and if you don't find anything on the way, then you can just go all the way back home, and if nothing happened. But if you find something on the way, you've got to stop over there and use the conveniences there. We learned that you've got, besides the place where the conveniences that you use, you have also for Dalet Amos because of the Reach Ra. And then we learned also that that's only if somebody actually went there by mistake. But if he intentionally went, then what's the halacha? Can't, then it's tough luck. And we learned as a machlokes as to what is exactly referring to Zechon Kovov. Is he also referring to Meraglaim or not? Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, that's it for this evening. I wish you a very pleasant evening.